Some highlights. Texas, your number one team. First time number one in the preseason since 2008. Ohio State, Penn State, Georgia, Notre Dame round out the top five. More on the Big Ten. Oregon is 7, Illinois is 12, Michigan 14, Indiana is 19. The SEC with 9 of the top 25. Clemson's your highest ACC at 6. Arizona State, your highest Big 12 at 11. And Boise is the only non-power team. They are 25th. Tom, you got questions?
Yes, I do. And you did mention quick. I saw Clemson got 2 first place votes. I found that interesting. All right. But Texas got the most first place votes. Are they the team to beat? And if not, who is?
Well, this is a great segue because I'm going to say it's Clemson. How about that? Because I have some questions about all the teams in the top five. With Texas, this would be the first year for Arch. It's a brand new offensive line. Centers, tackles, critical protection. Look at the quarterbacks. And then you might say Penn State's loaded, but it's Penn State. Clemson returns Klubnik. They return an offensive line. Their head coach has won 2 national titles. I'm going to put Clemson at the top.
I'm not sure they're going to be tested enough during the regular season. I know they've got a big matchup to start the season off, but I just don't think the ACC is going to prepare them for the college football playoffs. They're going to be in the playoffs.
Yep.
And for all the reasons you mentioned, Cade Klubnik is a Heisman contender. So is Arch Manning. I think it's probably Texas. Simply because I think, much like Cade at Clemson, Arch Manning is a dual threat guy. It's hard to defend those. He's got a terrific arm, but he is unproven. I do look to their receiving core. They have been a machine at producing really good receivers. And they've got another couple of them this year. They did replace their left tackle, who was highly sought after last year in the draft, with Trevor Goosby. A redshirt sophomore. I think he's going to be one of those guys we're talking about in another year or so in the draft. So they've got plenty of talent up there. I think it's most likely Texas. I don't know that they go wire to wire, but they're probably still the team to beat.
Just quickly again, we did this a few weeks ago about games we want to see this year. You mentioned Clemson. I am salivating at Clemson going to Chapel Hill in early October to go against Belichick. I just think it's going to be fascinating, especially if Clemson's undefeated, if they beat LSU early. All right, let's move on. Locally, Michigan ranked 14th. Are the playoffs on the table with a freshman QB?
Yeah, I think they're on the table. I'm not necessarily projecting them as a playoff team, but look at their schedule. And that's going to be a theme throughout here. The schedule in the Big Ten. A lot of the big dogs don't play each other. They don't play Oregon. They have a tough trip to Nebraska. They have a tough trip to USC. It's the three time zone thing. But other than Oklahoma, once they get by them, and even if they don't get by them, who's their biggest test in the Big Ten until they get to Ohio State? So I think by default, they might be a team that's finds their way in the playoffs.
I think that Oklahoma game's critical for them. Yeah. It's early for a freshman quarterback on the road. I don't think they win that game, but you're right. Find me 4 losses. It's a little harder to do.
Yeah.
I think there's questions losing some of that defensive talent up front with Graham leading the way, but Will Johnson as well. I mean, they have a lot of guys to replace on defense.
Yeah, you should listen to the In the Trenches podcast. Okay. It's the defense is going to be pretty good.
Okay.
All right, Notre Dame is ranked 5th. A lot of Fighting Irish fans in the area. Are they a legit national title contender?
They're a legit playoff team. Questions about quarterback. It's going to be Lloyd Carr's grandson
CJ
quarterback.
Carr.
Yeah, and I just winning a national title with a freshman's tough.
I look at their schedule. It's not a schedule that's packed with anything. They're going to be in the college football playoffs, and by that time, CJ Carr should not be playing like a freshman. Jeremiah Love, their running back. If you have a young quarterback, what's the best thing to do? Is to hand it off and let Jeremiah Love do his work. That offensive line last year was a big question mark for me. I mentioned it at about this time last year. Freshman left tackle. They passed those tests. That offensive line is going to be really good. Stout defense. I think they are a national title contender.
Just thinking with both Michigan and Notre Dame there, the last two. What about a Michigan-Notre Dame 8-9 matchup?
Ooh, there you go.
Who's a team in the top 25 that you want to label as a fraud?
I'm going to label Miami as a fraud. I just don't believe Mario Cristobal can make the right calls at the right time. We've already seen the issues that he's had in critical situations. Carson Beck, their new quarterback, I'm just not buying that transferring over there. I mean, it didn't really work out well for him at Georgia in terms of this year. Was he even going to be the starter this year? So he goes down there, gets a big payday. I just don't see him as a leader of that team. And I think they're the team. What are they, at 10?
Yes.
And I think they're probably the biggest fraud I see in the top 10, but probably the top 25.
I want to throw a couple teams rapid fire at you. One is BYU. Their quarterback's gone. I don't think they're going to be ranked. That's maybe too easy. Ole Miss. Last year was set up for them. They blew it. This year they lost that entire D-line, brand new quarterback. I think they'll be good, not great. You want a spicy one? How about the number two team in the country? The Buckeyes return only six starters, sent 14 players to the NFL draft, including their entire D-line, and they're starting an unknown at quarterback with 12 career passes.
That's not coming from the blue wall. That's cookies.
All right. Who's a team that's not ranked in the poll right now that might be in the playoff mix?
Well, I think this one is sneaky. Utah. Big 12 is wide open. No, hold on. Yeah. Let me sell you on it. They host Arizona
Love their
State.
Coach.
That's the thing, Winningham, and they got some good trench dudes back, some physicality up front. That's the hallmark of their program.
Did you call him Winningham?
Whittingham, but you could call him Winningham.
I thought I heard Winningham.
It's won quite a bit there at Utah. Think about it. Tough place to play. They're going to host ASU, Kansas State, Texas Tech, all projected to be heavy hitters in the Big 12. They avoid Iowa State. And their quarterback, Dampier, he's a portal guy from New Mexico, where they were fourth in the nation in total offense, gives them a spark plug to an otherwise solid program.
I've mentioned this team before, and it's one that Michigan plays in week two, Oklahoma. John Mateer is coming from Washington State. Now, a lot of people probably know that much about him, but he is a dual threat quarterback, over 800 yards rushing, over 3,000 yards passing. They've beefed up that offensive line. They hit the transfer portal, especially on defense. And this is Brent Venables' make it or break it season. And their schedule, they play Texas, obviously. That's the, we're not allowed to call it the shootout, but it's the Red River rivalry. They play Ole Miss. You just mentioned they might be a fraud. At Alabama, at Tennessee, at South Carolina.
Those are all ranked teams.
Yeah, those are all ranked teams, but there's a lot of question marks about Alabama. New quarterback, same thing with Ole Miss. Tennessee, they may be the big fraud.
They could be.
And so I think Oklahoma is the team that could be that college football playoff team that's not in the 25 right now.
Really tough schedule. It's the first time they've been unranked preseason since 1999 for the Sooners.
Dare I whisper somebody?
Yeah, go for it.
Nebraska.
I was looking at them. Nah. I was looking at them.
Instead of Illinois. Just saying. I got a bad look from John. He hates them because he had to share a championship with them.
Yeah. No, that's not it. I just don't.
They're going to play you guys tough this year.
I'm sure they will.
Are there too many teams from the Big Ten and the SEC?
No. Was there 9 from the SEC and 6 from the Big Ten? 15 of the top 25 are from the Power 2. I think it's just the path this top 25 college football is going. It's the Power 2.
I think it's a little ridiculous to have 9 SEC teams, seeing as their conference hasn't even played in the national title the last 2 years, let alone won it. It's too many teams. I think we've watched as the talent's been spread out with NIL. And leave a couple of those teams out. Why do I need Texas A&M in there?
Gearing up for the season. Here we go. So I got that look.
Yeah.
All right. Last year, 4 teams from the Big Ten made the college football playoff. This year, will 4 make it? And how many or which teams will make it from the Big Ten?
I think 5 make it.
Ooh.
And I say that with Illinois. I know you said it was possibly Nebraska, not Illinois. Luke Altmaier, second year quarterback, and their toughest game, they host Ohio State. The rest of the time, they should run the table. Ohio State, I think while you think they might be the biggest fraud, I still think that they're a college football playoff team.
Yes.
Penn State, obviously. Oregon, their toughest game is the whiteout at Penn State. My daughter's going to that game. I'm excited for her.
That's awesome.
And I do think Michigan could be that 15.
I would go 4, and Michigan's the one on the fringe, and I just don't know with a freshman quarterback.
Yeah. A lot of question marks.
Such an unknown. Finally, week one, again, has awesome games. We've got Texas, Ohio State, LSU, Clemson, and Notre Dame versus Miami. If you could attend one of these games, which one would you pick?
Oh, to me, it's the Battle of Death Valley. It's the night game, Clemson-LSU. That's the game to go to. Two high-powered offenses, two veteran quarterbacks slinging it. That's the game.
You know, I was thinking about this from a fan's perspective, like which stadium would I want to go to? Because I haven't been to Clemson Stadium. Mm-hmm. I haven't been to Miami. I don't really care to go to Miami, but this is the first time in the history of college football, number one, number two in the preseason poll has faced off. I want to see Texas at Ohio State. I think that's going to be, it's going to determine a lot for the college football season. It's going to set the tone for the college football season. I think it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, and with Arch Manning, I mean, the potential for him to kind of put on a show and kind of become the face of college football for the entire season.
Week one would be awesome.
And that is your Tuesday touchdown. College football right around the corner, 97.1.